Okay. So this week, we want to stay out of the red toast. See, ooh, we're not even... We're not even close. We're doing good. Well, we're a little close.
But this anyway, is definitely better for me.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Here we are, coming from the big comfy couch in downtown Reductiville. For two nobodies.
Talking about nothing.
And we are here. So how was your week? I hope everybody had a good week. Did you have a good week?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I had a challenging week.
You did. You did have a challenging
week. You guys, I had to get a tetanus shot.
A tetanus shot. And why did you have to get a tetanus shot?
Reasons.
Like you were just bored and thought, hey, I haven't been doing anything today.
You know what? I was looking through my documentation because I keep very
good records. Your records are so good.
And I was like, you know what? It's been almost 30 years.
Really? It's been a redacted amount of years since I've had...
Close to the red there, brother.
...a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
So, but there was a reason. Other than your
okay
reviewing records.
So, pro tip, when you're playing fetch with a dog.
When you're playing fetch with a big, rambunctious lab.
who's on like a 5 million foot lead out in the yard. Just make sure.
His goal in life is to run, jump, and slobber.
Just make sure, before you send the ball to the other side of the yard, that you are clear of the lead.
Of the lead. Yes, somebody has a nasty wound on their leg from lead burn.
Yeah.
Which probably is better than, although not nearly as funny as having your feet pulled out from under you and dragged across the yard by
a
dog.
Well, that's what I was afraid was going to happen because I have the back of a 90-year-old woman and I can't jump. Like, if I could have just jumped over it, this would have solved everything, but...
It would have been like a cartoon, but in real life.
Yeah, I was trying to quickly... Why are you laughing?
Quickly. You just said you had the back of a 90-year-old woman. So what does that mean? What does quickly mean? Does that mean the faster part of slow motion, but not regular motion?
Isn't it time for the wrong game?
I don't know if it's time for the wrong game.
Speaking of games, we saw Endgame.
Oh, well, let's...
We won't spoil anything.
Let's just wait, because...
Wait for what?
Well, because I didn't want to talk about that yet, because it... Kind of has to do with our topic for the day.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I don't know if you guys know this.
We have a great show. I have a great show planned for you.
We don't communicate about podcast fodder.
Well, we're trying to keep it fresh and alive.
Fresh and alive and don't spontaneous.
This isn't scripted. This is just happening. It's so just happening.
I bet we just surprised the tar out of everybody.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Okay, wrong game. Oh,
so
am I on timer duty? Duty.
Oh, boy.
It's all right.
Can
I got it.
Can you do timer duty and toast duty?
Yep.
Who is... I'll ask first, because you've been asking first every time. So I'm just going to pull a card... I don't know if you can be trusted with the timer.
I love that you shuffle them.
I shuffle them because...
Look, I got the timer right here.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. All the wrong answers are needed. Did you start it?
Yeah. But I stopped it right away. Okay, are you ready? Wrong
go.
Answer. Okay.
How many Back to the Future movies are there?
Three.
That's the right answer.
Oh, shoot.
Did Cinderella leave behind at the ball?
A ladle.
Which actor became president of the United States?
Mickey Rooney.
I can't now pause. There we go.
Okay,
there we
go. So
I told you that you can't. For some reason, I had a gut feeling.
You and your technologically savvy gut.
Yeah. Yeah, my, well, I don't know if my gut's savvy, but something savvy, because we just...
we just recorded over half of the wrong game, not recording. So, picking up where we left off, okay. It's my turn. Okay, but can you use the timer on your device so that we don't have this problem again?
I told you we should have done that. Some people don't.
You did. You're
it was
right.
Fortuitous, though.
From now
though.
On, I'm going to listen to everything you say and do everything as you command.
That sounds like a huge problem.
Your wish
a mistake.
Is my command.
So we are, oh my word, how many layers of things do I have to go through to get to a... How did it know I wanted it to 10 seconds?
You don't want, that's 10 minutes.
Oh, that's for...
And it needs to be like 30 seconds, actually.
You get no seconds. All right, here we go. We're almost there. Do 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 do, do 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 do. All right, who's asking who?
I'm asking you.
You're asking me.
Yep. Ready? All
right. Go.
Okay. Name a type of bread.
Play-Doh.
Name a valuable jewel.
Poop.
Name a Brad Pitt movie.
Toy Story 3.
Name a food that is round.
Sicilian pizza.
Who solves crimes?
Monkeys.
Here we go. Very good, Kronk.
I got really stuck on that one. There we go.
You answered them all before the... Okay. You answered them all before the time was up, and...
Do I get a prize?
Oh, you get a prize. After the recording is finished. And not
Don't touch, you can only record.
Just relax.
Dismiss again. What happens now?
Wait, what did you say the Brad Pitt movie was?
Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
So, yeah, and it was fortuitous that... Fortuitous. I know the other day when we were talking with you all in podcast land, my phone rang. Because somebody was trying to call me.
Yep.
And I forgot to mute my phone. And then while we had our little podcast snafu, the same person called me while we were on pause. So that's hilarious. So look.
He currently shall remain nameless.
Right.
But if you're listening, you probably know who you are. And just be forewarned.
No, I was going to tell a secret. Okay. But don't talk to him.
All right.
So here, this is what we're going to do. The next time that person calls during a podcast, we'll answer the phone and put them on the spot. So we'll go ahead and do that. And that will not be contrived. That will just, we'll let that happen. Because it will happen, because it seems to keep happening. So
it's true.
Right. So like you were saying earlier, did you get to play the wrong
game? Yeah, I went first.
Oh, right. But you ran out of time. And
you
that's...
lost it because I said Mickey
you
Rooney.
Said Mickey Rooney. And I thought that, right. I think that let's give Mickey Rooney a try
at the
White House.
You know what? Why not?
Why not? Anything goes.
You cracking wise, Snack Shack?
Are you cracking wise? I once went 9 rounds with John L. Sullivan.
You never fought John L. Sullivan in your life. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. So... As mentioned earlier, we did see Endgame.
The feels.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
All.
Spoiler alert.
The feels.
I'm not spoiling it. But you should see it.
You should see it.
It's and if so you haven't good. Seen any of those, it may be the best ending to an epic, whatever, 20 movie saga.
Ever.
I mean, yeah, it was just... Mind blown. Just awesome.
We laughed, we cried, we held our breath.
We cheered, we clapped.
We did clap.
It was a really energized crowd.
It's true.
Super energized.
It was good. That's our review.
So that's our review.
50 stars.
In which we gave nothing away.
Nothing.
But gave our full 100 percent support. This episode brought to you by Avengers Endgame.
We need to start doing ads just so that you can use your sponsor voice.
Just so that I can use what voice? I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's the problem. We don't have enough impressions to get paid for doing those.
Enough impressions?
Yeah, like that's a podcast
podcast lingo that I know nothing about? I am so hip to be square.
You really are.
Totally. I mean,
if people could see you right now, literally.
Actually, my pants are so loud, I can't believe people can't hear them. The mic's not picking them up.
If you hear a sound you can't account for, it is Gary's pants.
My lounge pants. I was going to call them pajama pants, but I would never wear them to bed because they're so loud they would keep me awake. But anyway, what I was thinking was I was so excited on Saturday because you suggested that we get there super early, like half an hour early.
Which, okay, normally he wants to be there like an hour ahead. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much. He wants to be there super early because he feels like if he misses the 20 or whatever version of, now, I'm not even talking about the previews. I'm talking about the 20. The thing before that to keep you occupied while you're sitting there waiting for whatever you're waiting for.
I'm paying for that experience.
You're not, though. He feels like he's missing the movie for real if he doesn't get to be there for all of that.
Why would I go see a movie and not see the previews?
On the other hand, have the attention span of a gnat. And so I want to walk in right when the previews are starting and still get a magnificent seat and see the movie. But
magnificent seat is and walking in when the previews are on. If it's the last day, it's in the theater.
So I did know that because of the epic nature of this movie,
epic,
that we were going to need to be there really, really early.
Gary early.
Even more than Gary early. Because even you were, when I said what time I thought we should leave, you were like, huh?
I was so excited.
So
it was like a dream come true.
I said we should get there early, which it turned out to be very.
We got there, what, a half an hour? Okay. More.
Hot there.
Ha! I'm not even close. I was a little close.
No, you really were, yeah. No, we got there almost an hour.
No. Was it a whole hour?
Yep. We got there at like 2:07.
So, and then the line was
significant.
Long.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, we had no trouble going in and getting our tickets. Boom, right through. We're like, ha ha, we pulled a fast one on everybody. We're going to be getting some sweet seats. And normally, normally, when you get there that early, you just stroll in and sit down and you can chit chat. I thought I'll catch up on my reading, whatever. No, the line is like long.
Yes.
Back past the other theater, we're like, oh my goodness. And then we're standing in line waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And they didn't open it up until like 15 minutes before the movie started, which worried me because I thought, hey, we're going to miss the 20.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't.
We didn't.
They didn't start it until we got in there. And we got good seats. And it wasn't sold out, but it was the whole movieplex was like all Endgame. I think every theater had Endgame.
Endgame was heavily represented.
Yes, it was.
Theater.
It was awesome. So we did get to see the
previews.
The 20 and the previews, which I have to say were. I will. This is a true spoiler alert. The previews are disappointing.
You were disappointed in the previews.
I think there was maybe one movie that
subjective.
I said to myself, that looks like a movie I might want to see. The rest of them were just kind of like, meh. I mean, what's the point of going to a movie?
Listen, don't hate on Godzilla.
I don't.
Okay, number one, and this is really everything, Millie Bobby Brown.
I'm just sad that...
Don't mock the 11.
I'm not mocking the 11.
You are.
I love her in Stranger Things. This episode also brought to you by Stranger Things, coming to Netflix.
Stop it.
This summer.
Stop it. July 4th.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. I'm sorry. I cannot get behind Godzilla. I can get behind Millie She's great. I love her. But Godzilla, like, that, we have beat that horse to death, dug it back up, and beat it to death again. Like, it's not, I don't get it. That's I'm sorry.
Terrible metaphor, by the way.
Okay, we beat that monster to death and dug it up and beat it to death again.
It wasn't, I wasn't really asking you to do another one. I was just, anyway, previews.
That, yeah, that was such a, it was a letdown. And apparently the cast of Thor Ragnarok is now making Men in Black. So that looks like a few good chuckles in that.
Not exactly.
It's the same director and the same two main characters. And I bet there'll be a few more thrown in there.
All I'm going to say is if I have to try and clean up after you being in this red zone in here.
I haven't been in the red zone yet.
No, you have, actually. So, and I don't know if you've noticed me pulling the phone away.
I do notice. So that's, you're the producer, so you have to deal with that. You have to keep the talent happy.
Keep the talent happy. My job description, folks, you heard it here first.
And if you really want to impress us, you can let us know what movie that is a quote from. So anyway, the whole idea of previews. Now, of course, we went, we saw Endgame, and we were like, by we, probably, I mean me. I was like, oh my gosh, now I have to go back and watch all the movies over again. So
this is cyclical, by the way. or pretty much every time a new Marvel movie comes out.
We don't have to watch. We haven't. Well, I'm not going to say I haven't watched three of them a couple of times. But we don't have cable, so we have to be creative. So anyway, we came home. We went. Saturday was like the day of amazingness. It was just so great. I'm not the one.
I had to go to the doctor.
And get a shot. Because you lost a fight with a lab. A big dopey lab.
Anyway, she's not dopey.
She's dopey.
Take it back.
I won't.
You said that on the air.
She's.
What if she heard you?
She doesn't speak on the air.
She's playful. She doesn't. She's not dopey. She's not. She's actually very smart.
Super smart. Smarter than me.
She's being trained to be a service dog. Yeah, she follows directions better than you.
She's being trained.
I'm going to have to cut this whole segment out of here. You don't know. You met her one time at the door.
It's a little ironic that she nearly took you off your feet.
Okay, but that was my fault.
A bunch of images.
Also, she's still a puppy. We have derailed.
Oh my gosh. Now, I need that service dog. That the service that dog will render will be comedic relief to people around her. So anyway, we came home and I said, we have to watch. We're going to have to start watching back through those movies. And so I put on the movie, sat down, got her dessert because we went out for a little snack. Had a really delicious egg burger from Red Robin. I mean, they don't get any better than that. If you haven't tried it, you need to try it.
It's not called an egg burger. That's what we call them. It's like Royal Red Robin.
It's a burger with an egg on it.
It does have an egg on it, which when I first saw that on a menu, I was like, why would you do that? Well, you know what? It's another case for don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, I would have thought that was crazy.
It is quite satisfying. It's so anyway, delicious. We had dinner, came home.
For dessert, I sat down, put in Iron Man, which is the first installment of the Marvel Avengers series, and I proceeded to watch the previews.
Actually, you paused the previews while I was getting my dessert, and I came out to find the screen paused for previews for a movie that came out in like 1955.
Yeah, but it's like seeing them again for the first time, and it's all part of the movie experience. Like some people feel like they have to have popcorn.
I don't always get it, do I?
You don't, but you feel like you've missed something if you hadn't had popcorn, which costs money. Previews, on the other hand, cost nothing.
Well, I don't know that they cost nothing. They just don't cost anything monetary. Well, they do. That's the part where you're so very wrong here. Wrong. They just don't cost you any money.
Wrong.
I know. It's hard to imagine.
Reimagine. Like it's really hard to reimagine.
You were correct about the timer and the recording at the same time.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
It's like something's happening. So, yes, we proceeded to sit down and watch the previews. And there were movies on there that I forgot about. And sometimes it's nice to watch a preview and you go, hey, you know what? I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
You guys, let's watch that. This is not an exaggeration. We could be watching Bambi, which really did come out in early 1970s? Or before that?
Bambi.
Yeah.
Bambi's as old or as 60s. I am. which is redacted.
And he will insist. The whole Disney Fast Track thing that they have for people like me where you can skip the previews
Disney
and
Fast
go straight
Track
to the main menu.
Is an abomination.
He thinks that the Antichrist made that.
It is.
So, you know.
It's from the devil.
I don't even remember what the previews are on Bambi. It's like Apple Dumpling.
Maybe
Gang
we should watch it.
No. Yeah. No, we're not doing that.
We can watch previews. I love watching the previews. It's just so fun. It's just like a window back into that year. These are the things that came out. It just brings back all these great warm memories.
This is one of the few places where we part company, my beloved.
What?
You know How this. Could this you? Is not a surprise to you.
How could you?
Every time we watch a movie that we've watched 800 times and you want to watch the previews again. No, not even want to. You insist. You are like...
Sometimes I skip over when
you
the kids...
You are like
kids,
a marine with that remote control and the previews.
Sometimes the kids will cue up the movie and get it right to the very beginning of the movie, which I find a little offensive. And they'll
My
even fast forward
trained,
to...
properly trained, loyal, faithful, good, and true children.
The beginning credits, and then you miss that. Where's the joy in that? No joy, man. No joy, man. Fail.
The movie, the way they used to make movies where the credits were always at the beginning, that was for people
back
like
when
you.
I was a youngster. So that was our...
That
but,
what you wanted
know,
to talk about today?
Well, we did talk about it. And
did
I think
you feel like
I
you
am,
need to confess?
I, no, I feel... No, I feel like
oh,
I need
to... You want people to rally around
me. I want people to rally. I want people to try the... Try watching your previews. Don't just skip over them. You may be forget. You may be missing. You might. There might be a preview on there for a movie you've been forgetting about or missing. It might change your life, or it
oh,
might
it'll
not
change
too.
Your life. All right.
It might. It might not. Could happen.
It could happen. Absolutely.
It's not like. At least I don't have a Univest pen addiction.
You.
Careful.
Pastor. I said pastor. If you say it right, it sounds like something else, but it's really not. And now he's nodding his head. Okay.
Shaking my head.
You son of a biscuit.
Ralphie, on the
Listen,
double.
We've already taken up too much time in this episode. Have we can talk about that another time.
Okay, well, we'll talk about pens. But we'll move on to the... to the news desk. I was... Oh, but when I do it, it's not funny.
Honey, everything you do is funny. I love but everything you do and right. everything you believe.
It's not funny because I'm clever
you insist
or...
on.
I'm not Jerry Seinfeld. It's funny because I'm a doofus. News.
News. I texted...
Here it is. Wait. She texted the news story.
I texted him a link to a good site for inspiring news stories.
I found, yeah, it was an inspiring news story. And I did find a strange, sort of funny news story. It was Gator fights snake at the PGA Tour. It was not Gator fights snake. It was Gator eats snake. They made it sound like it was like Godzilla versus, you know,
right.
like,
or like
a big
like
giant reptile.
In the Wild West, like gunslingers.
Yeah.
No,
the gator came out of the pond, ate the snake, and went back in the pond. It was like a 30-second ordeal.
But that's not our uplifting, encouraging, inspiring news, as promised to you by Gary Redacted. Oh, my gosh. Okay, side note, he used to work with a guy who slurped his coffee like that. Oh, we know somebody else who slurps like that.
Slurpee, slurpee, slurpee.
Okay.
This is a 8-year-old boy is doing a triathlon to raise money for the homeless. This boy's name is Gabriel Wakefield, and he has some pretty amazing parents.
He does. He's only eight.
He lives in the UK, and he's doing a triathlon to raise money for the homeless because he's eight. Like, he's eight. And he understood that there were people in other countries, refugees and homeless people, but he didn't realize there were people in his own country that were homeless. And when he found out, he decided he wanted to help.
Yep.
And so they put together this triathlon at 20 miles. I mean, he's only 8 years old, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he's riding, canoeing.
Yeah.
And is it what, canoeing? Was it running? Yeah, he's canoeing. That's the last part of it, I think.
They have all these.
Cycling from his home, then walking, and then canoeing.
Walking to the River Esk, and then canoeing to Whitby.
Gabriel has started a fundraiser for followers to sponsor him during the triathlon on Just Giving. Actually, what happens when you touch that link? Can we support him? Let's support him. Let's support kids doing awesome things. Actually, you know what? The link will be in the podcast episode notes. If you want to chuck a couple pounds into his fund for doing this awesome thing.
And it is a shelter. We support people at risk of homelessness to make sure they have a home, that everyone has a home. His goal was 1,000 pounds, and he's at 1,157 pounds. And just because he's hit his goal doesn't mean we can't still support him.
Nope. More money, more help.
And what he's doing. So that's pretty exciting that learn from an 8-year-old boy.
He said he's doing this because I don't like the idea of people being homeless. Us either, Gabriel. Us either.
And I think that his name is, with a name like Gabriel, how can you not be doing amazing things?
I mean, the deck is stacked in your favor, I think.
Definitely stacked in your favor. So that is
Gabriel.
Inspiring news story of the week. And we are wrapping it up. We're all still floating on cloud nine from our Endgame experience. Plus, I'm going to jump in and say I was at an amazing motorcycle show Saturday morning.
I was being traumatized at the doctor.
While she was at the doctor being poked and prodded with tetanus shots and pins and getting your wound dressed, you poor thing.
I know, right?
You probably need some ice cream
Something. You probably do. I need a treat. The nurse did. When I was checking out, she came over with a basket of lollipops. She was like, do you need a lollipop? She knew.
How do you get to be your age and the doctor's still giving you lollipops?
I want to know why they ever stopped.
I asked you to give her a lollipop.
I feel like the older you get, the more traumatic your visits get, and the better the spread they should have at the checkout counter, to be
that's
fair.
That's true.
Especially the dentist or certain kinds of doctors.
You do get more grievous.
You get violated. That's
violated,
what you get.
Violated is the word, really.
Violated.
I was trying to come up with a nicer, but really,
I mean, they're not buying
what's nice
dinner.
About
they
it.
Could at least have really nice options for treats.
But at least for not for the ladies, but the guys get knocked out now for when they have to go to that when they reach a certain age and they have to be.
You get knocked out just to have your back door checked?
Oh yeah, yeah, they knock you out.
Are you talking about for colonoscopy or just?
Yep.
Yep, no, everybody gets knocked out for that.
Well, they're not checking that any other way. That's not a routine. It's not like every physical. Okay.
No, I meant your turn your head and cough. You'll get knocked out for that. How would they tell you to turn your head and cough?
It's a little awkward, but it's not exactly violent.
Yes, all people have colons, and all people over a certain age get or are recommended to get a colonoscopy. That's not just guys. I don't know. Did you know that?
Well, that's the prostate thing. The prostate.
That's not why they do colonoscopies. Oh, my gosh. Is that... Okay,
here we are, signing off. You know what? We're kind of busy and we need to go now.
I just peed. Wait. I need to know. Is that what you think that is?
What do you think?
Wow, we've been married you know a what? Really long you know what? Time for me
I
to
think
not
now
know.
Is a good time to end this podcast, and we can pick this up on another day.
Oh, we're gonna.
But anyway, that'll.
Oh my gosh!
We'll just bait and switch. Hey, you know what? Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
Feel free to jump over to iTunes and rate us, and we would appreciate your feedback on whatever social media.
You just go over
media.
And make that 5-star rating. You go right ahead.
Make that whatever social media platforms you can interact with us on. Why don't you just go ahead and do that, and we can forget all about what I do and do not know or understand.
Oh boy!
But it's been a pleasure hanging out with you.
Stop! Because
I'm Gary Redacted.
I'm gobsmacked.
Angela gobsmacked.
Yes.
And we are two nobodies
talking about nothing
and maybe something.
And we're definitely talking about colonoscopies when I hit stop. And prostate exams.
Let's go. Stop
okay,
it.
Bye.